Welcome to the End-to-End ICO series, where you learn how to launch your own ICO straight from the experts. All right, you have decided you're going to do an ICO or an STO if you're in the US. Remember, 2017 was a bull market. 2018 is a bear market. So if you spent $100,000 or $200,000 in 2017 and raised $20 million for your ICO, you might have to spend 10 times more money this year in 2018. So you might have to spend approximately $1 to $2 million to raise the same $20 million. Right? So bear that in mind. And now let's deconstruct that. Let's say you are in Singapore or you want to do your ICO in Gibraltar or Malta or Estonia or Singapore, one of those places where you can still do an ICO, initial coin offering. You will estimate how much is your hard cap. Let's say $20 million. Then you'll say, in order to raise that, what do I need? Let's say you'd estimate it to be $2 million of marketing and other expenses. Now you say, how the heck do I get to $2 million? I need to do a private sale or a pre-token sale. Okay. In order to do that, how much do I need? $200,000 to get from zero to $2 million. How do I get $200,000? And you're going to break that down and say, I'm going to call every friend, every family member, knock every door I can. So you're literally, if a telephone pole is standing still long enough, you're going to sit down and pitch your business plan to the telephone pole. So you're going to be incredibly dogmatic, incredibly focused, incredibly in getting after your goal. So that's really what you're going to do, is you're going to knock every door, turn every stone, and you're going to raise your $200,000. No different than what you would have done if you were a startup 10 years ago, 5 years ago in the Silicon Valley, and you were trying to raise money. You would go around and get your first round of angel investment, $100,000 to $200,000, build up something like a prototype, get your $2 million next, and then build up your product, get $20 million next, and so on and so forth. Right? So that would have been an angel round or a friends and family round, an angel round, and a VC round, something like that. So things are very similar to that, even in the ICO world, except the time frames, timelines are extremely compressed. That means what would take you probably a couple of years before, you're trying to do that in 3 to 6 months to get to the end of your fundraising of $20 million. What if you're in US? In US, SEC pretty much came back and said, what the heck, we have been having these regulations, they're working fine, created multiple billions of dollars, maybe trillions of dollars of markets. We don't see any reason to change that. You can call them a utility coin if you want. But for us, practically all your utility coins are security tokens. Okay. So that was more or less the statement that SEC came back with, which basically means if you are in the US and you want to launch your ICO, you're going to do an STO, security token offering, and you're going to use a Reg A or Reg A Plus or Reg D or Reg S or one of these or some combination thereof to raise your money. But doesn't change the, it just adds additional legal costs of a couple of $100,000 presumably, but it doesn't change the sequence much. You still want to raise $20 million through an STO. You still need to, you know, build up maybe some prototype, some product, some proof of concept. You need to knock doors, go to conferences, meet the high net worth individuals and funds and so on and so forth, private equity teams, and raise money from them, right? So it still is the same. You're going to take the $20 million, break it down to $2 million, break it down to $200,000, and you have to have a dog and pony show to raise the first $2 million, they're going to invest that back to raise the next $20 million, and so on and so forth. So it's a gradual step-by-step way of raising money. And obviously, fundraising is a complex process. I cannot cover all the necessary stuff in whatever, 4 or 5 minutes that I'm taking here. But my goal is to get you to understand at a high level enough that you'll start digging deeper to find out. The best way, if I were to do an ICO or an STO, I will go find somebody else who did an ICO or an STO, right? And find the founder, CEO, and request them for time. And I would interview them, get all their lessons learned, and follow that to a T. Okay, I call that hacking the bright spots. If you want to raise money, your bright spot is somebody who has already raised money. And instead of reinventing the wheel, just go to them and hack their bright spot. Get the formula applied to yourself. Okay, hope that helps. You like this episode? Rate us 5 stars on iTunes and Google Podcast. Never miss an episode. Subscribe at www.cryptonights.io. That's CrypToKnights.io.